What's up, bitches and gentlemen?
Here we go.
We're back with Grindelwald.
We're back with
the Skeletor.
All right, you fucking dick.
And Jezelbed,
the Hobbit's fine.
Beelzebub.
Hey, simmer.
Simmer?
Simmer.
Dude, I'm not simmering down, dude. I'm on heat.
Hype him up.
I'm
this
on
is a fucking fan sub, so, dude.
I'm on broil.
I'm on heat because it's fucking 90 degrees in here already.
They dude, literally went up 10
I'm on
degrees.
Full broil.
Today's episode is a unique one because we're going to be saying a bunch of absurd bullshit.
Which it makes it so unique.
Yeah.
Sponsored by you guys.
This is a fully not funded. You guys don't give us any money or anything.
Subsidized. Useless. Some people do.
Useless, but we appreciate you.
Yeah.
But, we're doing all fan subs because we have a
and
giveaway.
And we're just ripping tough.
So technically the whole episode is sponsored by Manscaped because we're doing a Manscaped giveaway.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we're doing the giveaway.
Yeah. So best question gets Garrett's used Manscaped underwear.
Used Manscaped underwear with shit stain included.
Did that guy who said the question ever hit us up about that?
What?
Wasn't there someone who was going to buy underwear from us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it was in the last episode. I could clip it so he sees it.
Yeah, clip it.
Okay.
Well, hopefully.
Just hit him up and say, hey,
if
we're
he asks that, hopefully he's a listener.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it? $100 for underwear worn by all three of us?
Is that what he said?
Well, he said how much for Garrett's underwear, I think.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, we said how much would you do?
That's what we were, he asked
the question
how much
was,
Garrett's were.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we said we will do a trio package for $100.
Yeah.
Which is, I still has so much legs for me.
Yeah.
I'm still all in. I might even drop that. If he hasn't hit us up yet, $50.
Yeah, I could find him.
Yeah, just go through the DMs.
Track him down.
Okay,
was it DMs or a Discord sub?
Might have been multiple people.
Okay, I thought we agreed you weren't going to put the laptop on your lap anymore, bud.
Well, I need a fresh view at the questions.
Fresh view.
We gotta get
he
you.
He can't turn like this.
You want my computer or something?
He's got that
no,
thumb
we're good,
neck.
We're good.
All right, well, if
that
you fuck
thumb
it up,
neck doesn't turn.
Who does have a thumb neck?
All right,
huh?
We ready for the fucking hype up game?
Oh, I forgot you had a hype up.
Oh, yeah,
game.
Hype us up.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what this is going to be.
This is the FOMO Sapien appreciation. Fucking hype the fuck up. Hype me up.
For the record, I brought the cocktails for hype up. That was my contribution.
Is this the one where we had to
up.
Participate with the ooze?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you
do another one of these.
Yeah. But this is for the fans.
Okay. Yeah.
This one's for the fans.
You're doing another one of these.
Okay. I'm just.
Who are you, dude?
I'm just saying.
So remember, it's awe and then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, I don't remember. I'm not even joking.
First thing is ah. Whatever
so
you
say
a
statement, then you go ah. Then I say another
well,
one.
It's supposed to be a natural reaction. Like we just.
And then we go like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
come on. Okay.
Woo!
Okay. It's the fans episode.
Wait.
That's a terrible.
That's so mean.
We're supposed to be hyped for that.
No.
Okay. Keep
Let
going.
Me fucking cook. Are you guys
okay,
fucking
start
dyslexic,
it over,
dude?
Start it over dyslexic.
Jesus Christ.
No, I just like
it. You guys get how to do it now? Aw.
We like it if it's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, but that one felt wrong to be.
Yeah. Well, let me cook up.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Morgan hates you guys for the record.
Fucking
no,
let
Morgan
me
hates
cook.
People.
All right.
You guys don't get the fucking game.
Morgan
it's
hates
Hibachi
anyone who listens to this show.
It's the fans episode. No FOMO fans are diff.
Hey!
Oh, okay. 60% male fan base. 40% women.
Hey!
Studies show no FOMO fans score lower on IQ test.
Aww.
We're not fucking nerds.
Hey.
The submissions don't hit.
Aww.
They hit diff.
Oh.
Some of them might cross the line.
Ooh.
We don't give a fuck.
Hey.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Woo.
What's the most masculine way to kiss another man not on the lips?
Not on the lips?
Yeah.
So like on like a cheek kiss?
Masculine way to kiss
What's the most masculine way to do it?
Okay.
Suck their neck.
Like behind them? On the, no, that's
not it. That's not it.
A rear cheek kiss?
Did you guys ever wish you were part of families that did like the cheek kiss?
All the time.
When you growing up?
Yep.
Like I always wished I was probably like, oh, how the fuck you doing?
One of my good friends, like families growing up, they were so Italian. Like
they did that?
Like the grandparents.
Is that an Italian thing? Is it only Italian?
It's very European. I know a lot of like it's like a Spanish thing. I know like South Americans do it.
Love languages.
Yep, love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of tough, dude.
I don't know if there's a masculine way to kiss a man.
I would say on the lips is the most masculine way, right?
Well, that's why we got it. We had to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I think like a...
Because that's dominant.
No, I think a power like behind the neck grab and just like plant it on the cheek.
Or like a side, like from the side,
no,
like
I mean,
on his neck.
I feel like we do that. You're like, fuck, I love you, brother. And we usually do it on the lips because we're actual men. But
yeah.
You like, you would give someone a kiss on the cheek.
Maybe
like,
if
like a power.
I could go for like a forehead too.
No,
like
that's
a, like a, just a double head grab and just
a powerful forehead.
You got to be grabbing head.
Yeah, there's if you got to, it's got to be like a.
There has to be
there's
a
like
grab.
A bro shake element to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there has to be a grab in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I really always wish that I could do that. Like, I thought about at one point in high school starting doing that, like just being like, "Hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you." Mwah, mwah. And have you seen like, you can't get away with it.
No.
Have you seen the video of, I forget what soccer player it was. He plays for Barcelona or something, but it's like him and his like girlfriend sitting next to each other. And it's like me as soon as I get a girlfriend, and he has this line of like 30 girls, like all coming to kiss him, and he has to do that to each one. It's so funny. It's so drawn out. Oof. It's like 8 minutes of him just...
I bet you there are white girls who like complain about that if they get like a European boyfriend who does that.
Oh, if they do that to other girls?
Like, why are you fucking kissing them?
Because it is white girls complain weird. If you talk to other girls. Are you kidding
that's,
me?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Go
like
nuts.
On fucking the dating even, shows.
If you have a friend who's a girl, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like the cheek kiss is just like a weird way to meet someone, I feel like.
Well, but it's normal for them.
Still weird though.
But you know someone's gotten a girlfriend and they've done
that. I don't
think
it's how you meet people. It's how you embrace like people that you are familiar with. You wouldn't just go up to someone.
No, I've seen them. No, yeah, they do it. They do it on TV shows.
Well, that's like, it's a European handshake. Yeah. Right, you should see what they do to the people they love.
Yeah. All right. That one was from Connor Wright.
Connor Wright?
All right. Connor Wright.
Thank you for your support.
Okay, here we go.
Connor's fight.
What's something you don't understand and also don't want to learn?
Women.
That's a good one. like Wi-Fi and shit doesn't matter to me. Or Bluetooth.
That's fair. Couldn't care less.
Dude, how does that shit even really work?
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't care.
Dude, because you know when they
satellites
did,
or some
speaking
shit.
Speaking of the moon landing thing, you know that how they did the call to the moon while they were doing the moon
satellite
landing?
Satellite shit.
How the fuck does that work?
It's satellite communication.
It's something with satellites. And there's 5Gs in the air. They're just shooting 5G out.
Yeah. There's just 5G. That shit,
like, I will just blindly buy an extender. I don't need to know why it doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't... There's some.
There's a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I had someone ask me like how like it was like a simple one. It's like how fucking rain works or some shit. And it's like I was like about to go through like try and explain like the event. I was like, it just does it, dude.
No, like, I honestly think the one thing that fucks me up the most that is so difficult to perceive is like a speaker. How does especially if you're on the phone with someone, how does a tiny little thing recreate someone's voice exactly in your ear? In an instant,
or how does it?
It's just a vibrating little fucking thing.
How does it digitally make noise? Like, how do we have copies of how the noises are supposed to come out correctly? Like a CD or like a record makes
records
sense.
Makes no that, sense.
No, a record makes
a
sense.
Vinyl doesn't make
a
any
vinyl
sense.
Makes sense. It's just fucking the things.
It's just the things.
I mean, low-key, a vinyl almost makes more sense than like a fucking CD.
Yeah, it does make sense
because it's just that's what I'm saying. Literally, it makes more sense. It's literally a needle like bouncing off of the actual grooves of the song.
Yeah.
But they're like, so
that
small.
Makes more. It still doesn't make sense, but more.
But the fact that we can go that far back and still not understand a single fucking thing is so.
Wait, does any electronic make any sense at all?
No. Does anything at all make any sense?
No, not really, right?
Even when someone kind of explains that to me, it doesn't.
No,
make
it makes
sense.
Less sense.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's a vinyl supposed to be doing? There's a little needle that just is
the needle is connecting to the grooves.
There's
of
grooves.
The,
they have the actual like audio grooves of the song, like digital.
Like basically the
waveform, like you'd see on like a digital screen, but it's like the waveform is micro.
No, okay, but
no, I don't know if it works like
okay,
that.
Okay, so what you're explaining made sense for a second, but then think about how does it differentiate between a drum beat and like a horn on
it's
that
just
groove.
A full audio file.
No, it's not a waveform though.
No.
Well, it's not in the way you perceive it in a digital way. It's the same thing, but in a vinyl form. Like it's
someone's gonna have to get back to us on that one.
Yeah, okay.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah, we don't, and I don't care.
Yeah,
don't care.
Yeah, that sounds.
I mean,
one.
There's you name something that you don't know how it works, and I'll tell you if I care about it.
Chinese.
Nope.
The language or the people?
The language.
I want to know what John was thinking. You don't care
either
about
way.
The language.
Either way, I'm fine.
Ooh, I was trying to give you an out there. Sorry to our Chinese fans. I care about you.
I care about people. I just don't care about China.
You care about people?
That's a good code.
You care about like three people.
So if we're
going to
break
two
it down,
in this room.
Things I care about is so minimal to where...
You know them all already.
Yeah, I've got three of them.
Yeah.
You don't understand me.
But I like you.
That was sweet.
Yeah, so most things for that one, I feel like.
If I don't understand it, I don't care to learn about it. If it works and I like it,
I think
cool.
Unless my answer to it is... Oh, yeah, okay. Like, if it's not, like, very obvious.
I wouldn't go out of my way to learn, but YouTube, like, random shit that pops up, I'm down to dig in sometimes. Like, I was watching a video documentary of that line they're building in Saudi Arabia. That was, I was literally just laying in bed and I just saw that pop up and I was like, oh, I'm watching the fuck out of this. It is insane.
That shit's crazy. What is it, like $1 trillion or some shit?
Way more than that. I think it's multi-trillion.
Yeah.
Wait, do we know?
It won't be done for like 70 years or something.
Oh, really?
It's like miles
They're
and miles
building
long.
They're building a fucking, like, it's like, it's across 100 the whole
miles
country.
Long.
Yeah. Apparently, the 300. So, like, I don't know what you call them, like the king, the sheik of Saudi Arabia.
The
I don't know.
The, right? The investment fund.
The main guy. Yeah. Like you know what I'm talking about. Like
the young, Saudi investment fund is what's funding.
No, but like the main, you know, the main yeah, dude, yeah, yeah. Like the good looking young guy.
The king.
He thinks he's a king.
Yeah.
But he king was Arabia. Saying, like, apparently the reason that they're doing it is the infrastructure in Saudi Arabia is going to be capped out by 2030. So they don't have room for any more people in literally 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're like, we had to do something drastic.
Oh, I thought the reason they were doing all these, because they have like seven different things that are ridiculous that they're building that are like trillions of dollars each.
Yeah.
I thought the reason they were doing it is because they realized that the oil money is going to run out. So they were starting to put that money into other shit
like
so they
tangible
can make
asset.
The money.
No, he said literally the infrastructure is on pace to max out in the country of Saudi Arabia in literally 7 years. So they had to do something quick to like...
In like the city areas that they're at or what?
Well, they either expand the city, right?
Well, because we've got to be maxed out, right?
No.
Are we not maxed out?
No.
In what? This country?
In U.S.
Have you ever flown in a plane before?
That's fair.
There's so much...
There's almost nothing going on out there.
There's so many places. Yeah. I'm just thinking about here.
Yeah. But I guess... So they were obviously talking about a massive expansion of the existing infrastructure of the city. And then they're like, well, this isn't sustainable. Like, this isn't how... Like, there's got to be, so obviously,
well, yeah, with the third world.
So with the insane amount of money they have this team of architects from all over the world. There was like a couple American guys, British guys, everywhere, Indian guys. And they were like trying to think of like what a like future sustainable city looks like. And it the main thing is that it's not car centric. So yes. Most of like the livable area we live in is covered by fucking roads and shit. Mm-hmm. So there's no,
it's kind of ass that
there's
way.
No cars yeah. or anything.
Well, so that's a big push just in stuff like in general, is they're trying to make
for
it
sure.
not with cars. But that thing, the line is supposedly supposed to have everything you would need in it, because it's 100 miles long, but every mile has everything you would need.
Oh no, even
so
less.
You don't
than
have
that.
To, you would never yeah. have to go to the other end.
It's even less than that. Yeah. They said like everything you do, your workspace will all be in the, it's modular. So like your actual, like, pod thing can like move up and down.
Oh, it can move.
So yeah, like your pod can
your
move.
Unit, your pods. Unit,
movie pods.
So like imagine yeah. like instead of going to call an elevator, your actual unit just moves down and you get out.
But you don't do it that often.
It's crazy. It's
no,
crazy.
But like if you wanted to move, like
you
a
just
mile.
Switch pods with somebody, like switch spots without having, you wouldn't have to move your shit.
Yeah, it's like Legos.
Your house moves.
It's like Legos. Yeah.
Well, no,
exactly like Legos.
It's exactly like
it's
Legos.
Just Legos.
It's just we're always moving towards
it's
Legos.
It's a Lego city.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know what I was thinking about?
Congrats on the Legos, Saudi.
You yeah. know what I was thinking about for cars? We should just take away all ownership. And then like when you need one, you just go down
that's
there.
I think
that's
we're
exactly
moving
what's
that.
Happening.
Right? Yeah. Because it's so stupid. Like,
well, that's why Uber ordered like an massive fleet of fucking self-driving cars. Because you won't need to. And the price of calling an Uber will become immensely cheaper because there's no drivers.
Because yeah. like I use my car like 3 hours a week. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Well,
you're also a fucking
absolute caveman.
I'm a wizard, dude. Sorry.
You're a hobbit.
Okay.
I leave my house 1 second.
What was the question? What was the question?
Who was that one from?
How to kiss a boy or something?
That one could win.
Head of JP.
What was the actual question for
Pinocchio? Was it the you don't want to learn?
Yeah, yeah, stuff you don't want to learn. That one could win. We went on a rant.
That was pretty good. All right, this one's good. You know how in Mean Girls, when she knows when it's about to rain from her tits, what would be the guy equivalent to that?
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't have to be rain.
I think guy equivalent would be like a more severe natural disaster. Like, you know, a volcano is about to erupt. You're about to come.
You're about to bust and you're like, holy shit.
I know when Morgan gets home when my anus starts tickling.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one too, yeah.
Or like if I shit my pants, it's going to be a shitty day.
Ooh.
But in what way shitty? It's got to be like natural yeah. kind of thing.
Oh, it's got to be a
it
natural
can't just
disaster.
Be like, because then you're getting into like astrology kind of thing, like yeah. retrograde sort of shit.
Yeah.
It's got to be like the UV is going to be 10 today. I woke up with eczema.
I already kind of know that.
I start getting sunburnt indoors when the sun's out.
Yeah. You're like, it's daytime.
It's daytime.
My
now.
Skin's burning. It must be daytime.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we can.
It's got to be something with a boner.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously a boner.
It has to be boner related. Yeah,
I think
of the reasons you get a boner.
Ooh, okay. Like your favorite team's like game started and you start get your cock starts getting hurt. Oh yeah. Like, oh fuck, we gotta get home. Game
oh,
started.
We're up at halftime. Game's I've got a fucking drop. I've got blue balls.
You,
you,
get
like,
you get a pulse every time your team scores a tet.
Yeah, what is it called? A kegel? Mm-hmm. You get like a kegel flex.
Or you have blue balls, I'm definitely not getting laid.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, oh, I know this. I know that the fucking Patriots.
Oh, you get pre-blue, like you're going on a Hinge date and you get pre-blue balls. You're like, fuck, not even going to go.
Oh, that would be good.
That's it.
I think it could be something if it's like, oh, I've got a half chub. It's like, I know the Patriots Eagles over is going to hit. Like it's a guaranteed bet.
Like a lock.
I know. Oh, this is a lock, dude.
You got a sixth sense for lock bets. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be.
It's got to be.
It is hot as fuck in here, though. Should we turn it on?
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine now. Yeah,
you're fine now. I'm literally completely fine. You're okay. Being a fine bitch.
Hit the next one. Who's that one from?
From the guy who forced us to turn it off. Has two cocktails, fucking sweating bullets.
Yeah, but that's my bad. Not these nuts.
Not these nuts. That's
not
a good
these
one.
Nuts.
I like that. That was a good. There's some creativity in that.
There is. Yes. I like that.
Okay, if you could apply dog time 7x speed to anything, what would it be and why?
Oh, laundry.
Ooh, that
that's a good one.
Laundry. I hate laundry more than anything.
Fucking hate laundry.
Traffic.
Foreplay.
Put me in. Munch and box. Put me
in. I want reverse dog speed for that.
Yeah, I have a sick.
What's reverse dog speed?
I have a sick love for that.
One tortoise speed.
Yeah.
No, I'll do that all day.
You want crocodile speed for that?
Ooh, night. No.
Nighttime.
Time to sleep.
Reverse. Like I wish nighttime was like drastically longer than daytime.
Time to sleep.
Oh yeah, reverse. No, date. Just life.
You want to be faster?
Fuck it, dude.
No, like in Click. 7x. He just fast forwards through all the bullshit. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch my kid grow up.
Time to shit.
Yeah. No shit's a good time.
I relish
time.
Those moments.
Yeah, those okay. are. That's okay. Opposite again. That's
I can't think of anything
speed.
I would for sure. Like
cooking. It's kind of shit.
Cooking, like waiting for the food to be done.
Yeah.
If it's anything that
yeah, anything like traffic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, just cooking in general.
Being
even
on
if
hold.
Even you can still make a good meal, it would just go way quicker, right?
Yeah. Or yeah. Tummy aches.
Tummy aches.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm. Gaps between getting laid. Just all other life.
That's a good one. That's the one. That's it.
Your
that's
life?
The answer.
Your whole life.
That's the answer. You just fast forward to being dead. You just press the button, fast forward to the next time I get laid.
Holy
you're just,
shit.
Your childhood is just quick.
Like
as
I could have sworn it would have happened sooner than that. Oh, holy
that's
shit.
That's good.
That one's got legs too. Who is that one from?
That was good.
Not these nuts again.
Oh, that was not. Oh, dude, that guy's a yeah, fucking, that guy might have it.
Yeah.
That's two in a row.
That guy's grilling.
Hibachiing.
Okay, yeah. How fucked up do you guys get before a show, and how much are you drinking while playing? I guess it kind of goes for you, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well. drinking while playing? What's up there?
John gets fucking lost half the time.
Dude.
Well, he's probably just bored.
So before we started doing extracurriculars more often, it used to be a classic cycle of get vodka Red Bulls, and then as soon as the Red Bull wears off,
you're
completely
done.
The vodka kicks in. And
that's all we would ever drink at shows, I feel
yeah.
like. Yeah.
It was like when I was like newly 21, that was like a drink that I knew that I wouldn't get made fun of for ordering.
Yeah. Because you know? Yeah, I didn't really like any cocktail or didn't know enough about any.
I didn't,
like,
well, I didn't
find
know,
one
I didn't know that it was okay to order just shit.
Like, I would just get nervous. I would just get nervous every time I go to the bar. I'd just be like, vodka Red Bull. That's the only thing I know. Mm-hmm.
The most John has done, though, is we did the 30 rack in a day and he fell asleep at the club.
Oh, my God. Well, so we did the 30 rack in a day. I went.
That for explain what that is real quick.
Oh, 30 rack.
30 beers in a
30
day.
Beers
no,
in
like
a day.
Every single person drinks their own individual 30.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I was at like 20. I was at like 20 or something, and someone invited me to the horse races. And I went to the horse races.
Because we did 20 together, I think.
Something like that.
You did 20 the day of a show. You did 30 the day of a show?
I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know this is true, but I'm just like baffled.
Yeah.
So then I went to that, and Morg picked me up or something from my house. And we got to the show. Do you remember this?
I definitely didn't do it if I picked you up.
No, I don't think you did the 30 rack with me. But when we got you parked your car like fucking six blocks away. And we got out and you were like, oh, I have this fifth of vodka. And I think I slammed like five shots before we went in.
Yeah. And then would you like call a girl and then fell asleep outside of her house or something? How did that work?
Oh, that was a different.
Was it you or Chul who fell asleep on the couch behind us?
That was me.
That was me.
You. Yeah, that was a different night though. Because that night was the night, I don't think you actually had a show. I think we were just going there. And I got kicked out for being too drunk.
Like,
and
then, that was like the third or fourth time. They had to have us stop playing there because of you guys.
No, he wasn't even playing. Me and Morgan just went.
No, I'm saying, but like, obviously they recognize you.
Yeah, but I got kicked out for being too drunk. And then I had a moment of like just crystal clear fucking idea in my head. And I got kicked out the back and I went up to the front and I was like, hey, I just walked a girl to her Uber. Can you let me back in? And they let me back in. And I showed back up and Morg's in the place by himself. And he's like, what the fuck? Jesus.
But when we first started doing shows, I feel like we used to get way more hammered.
Oh yeah, I'd do like 8 drinks during.
Well, yeah, so we'd definitely get like heavily buzzed going there. Mm-hmm. And then like most of the time when we were starting out, we were playing 3-hour sets. So we would literally I would have like 10 drinks probably. Like there's been nights where we would have to close and I don't remember closing the show.
Yeah. Well, because the 3-hour show
was rough.
Yeah, that was gnarly.
Starting when no one's at the club, there's a level of anxiety about that.
Oh, you have to get fucked up to even go into it.
That's why I
fell asleep. Have an unlimited bar tab. So it's like, all right.
Yeah.
But I say lately it's like a nice pregame. And then I probably only have like 1 drink during the set.
I'd say you guys drink less during now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's also only like an hour usually.
God. You just fart on cam.
You're sickened of your
ass. You just fucking fart.
You just blew yourself up. None of us would have even noticed.
I fucking gassed it out.
I hope the mic got all that.
Oh, it definitely got that. It picked that up.
But yeah, we've gotten better about not getting completely shit faced, but usually it's only an hour set, so it's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
After we get.
So
after.
It was before, during, and after?
How fucked up do we get before a show?
I'd say I do like a 2-shot.
Morg does
2-shot and a couple drink regimen before.
Morg does his classic 6 in a row.
Yeah, Morgan's a monster.
Well, I need to figure out ways to just speed up the process because like
you're trying to dog speed it.
Yeah, I'm trying to dog speed getting drunk. That's what you do it for.
Yeah,
that's actually a really good one. How do we not think of that?
Yeah,
I mean
getting drunk perfect, and dog getting speed? To perfect drunkenness.
Yeah. Well, the thing about you is you don't even wait for the first 4 shots to kick in. You just keep taking them.
Yeah,
so it just compounds
because they're so quick.
Yeah, well it. It wears off too quick if I don't do a lot.
No, I think you are actually dog speeding it to where you're like, I'll just make sure I take 8 and then I'll for sure be drunk.
Well, yeah, and I also don't want to spend the time to drink 8 drinks. But I'm pretty sure
there is. I mean, there's obviously a time factor involved that.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
8 drinks over an hour versus 8 drinks in.
Oh, you're wasted, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of 8 drinks.
Oh, what? I gave it to the ape.
No, drinks.
No, yeah, we need drink. Oh, both need one more, dude.
Passion fruit, dude. You don't even care about me.
I didn't even look. And actually, that one's good. So don't fucking bitch. My second favorite one.
And then the follow-up to that was, what's the most fucked up you've ever been for the podcast?
Oh, me and
Morgs. Me and Morgs solo pod. Oh, yeah,
you guys. Where was I?
Did we? Yeah, I don't know where you were.
I was gone for an episode, and then you guys tried to record one.
Oh, yes. Have we ever talked about this?
Yeah, we talked
about
it.
We definitely talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it.
But yeah, so
that video is unfucking believable.
That is one of the. Why have we not posted that?
When you said, where'd the girls go? Please tell the story. I don't care if
okay,
you want
to. Okay, I got this one, yeah. So me and Morg finished a 5th.
Yes.
Before we started doing it.
This was 12 noon on a Wednesday.
We had pre-decided this was going to be a blackout soda.
Yeah. A bottle and a bag soda.
Yeah, a bottle and a bag.
Yeah.
And we tried to do, okay, we got blacked out doing a TikTok live before. So then we're doing the podcast and we are saying absolutely nonsense to each other for probably 20 minutes straight. And Morg looks at me, he goes, where'd the girls go?
And meanwhile, this is noon on a Wednesday.
And it had only been us in the house the whole time.
Dude, I went through like some blacked out episode.
Did you guys take shrooms that day too?
Mm-mm. No.
I really thought you did.
But he was sitting there looking at me, arguing with me that there were girls.
No,
there.
He's like, no, dude, there were girls. Yeah.
When he sent me that video, here.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah. It's fucking unbelievable. We might have to do something with that. I think we should post that.
Yeah, we should just post it. Fuck it.
It's so bad, though.
But we'll just post it with another one.
No, but it's so bad that it's so fucking good.
It's so bad. But yeah.
No, it's incredible.
Yeah, we'll have to private link
that.
I'd
say 80% of it is me and Morgan looking at each other and be like, what?
What the fuck? Well, because we had all these like heavy debate questions.
Yeah, we had a bunch of stuff.
Like you have to think.
You were the most lost I've ever seen you in existence.
Yeah, that was really bad. But had to do it for the people.
Got to do it.
Yeah.
So that was.
That's an easy.
Or we've had a couple of hungover mornings where we like, we'll just crush a 30 rack. When we first started doing it, we do like Sunday morning hungovers.
Yeah, there was one time you guys had a party at your house the day before.
We had the keg, the President's Day one.
Yeah, the President's Day keg. And then we did it right then. and we were just smashing.
I don't think we slept.
Whatever was left over.
We stayed up all night, and then you came back in the morning. And we're like, we're doing it right now.
Yeah, I think I left at like 5 a.m.
You came back at like 8. We just said, we got to do it now. Or we're going to be dead today.
God, I miss those. But I don't.
I don't, honestly. Those are bereft.
Speaking of which. All right, what's the next one?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh, shit.
This episode will be the drunkest we've been in a long time for this.
D. Jacobson, at D. Jacobson.
Lame name.
Lame name.
Change your name. No surprise for you, D. Jakes. Good question, but lame name.
Yeah, change your name.
I like it. I think you have a good name.
All right, let's see. Oh, this one threw me for a loop just reading it, but I had to stop thinking about it. Okay, what would a hot dog pizza sandwich... Oh, no. How would a hot dog pizza sandwich work?
A hot dog pizza sandwich. All right. Yeah.
I think you just roll... It's like a hot dog in the middle of like a calzone.
Yeah, I was thinking you got to wrap the dog in the pizza.
You have to wrap the dog in the
pizza? I don't think that's that hard.
Does that do it? Like a hot dog... What's it called? A pigs in a blanket, but pizza version.
Yeah.
So then you
throw like a Dodger dog with like a small pizza. So you got Wang hanging out both ends.
Yeah.
But Dodger dog. Is that a hot dog pizza sandwich? If just a pizza wrapped around?
Well, no, then you throw a couple slices on the end of that.
Okay, I mean...
Oh, no. Wait,
two full pizzas.
Pizza slices are the sandwich bread.
Yeah. If you just put a hot dog in a pizza.
Hot dog in a pizza, yeah.
Is that a hot dog pizza sandwich?
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
I think so.
What the fuck else are you going to call it?
That might be... Is that a cheat code?
Well, I think they're trying to throw us off because they're like, oh, is hot dog a sandwich? Well, bitch, we just made it one.
I think we debated that, too.
It is. It's a sandwich.
But does that incorporate a sandwich too? If it's just
because the pizza is the bread of the sandwich.
It's a hot dog pizza sandwich.
It's a HPS.
Valiant effort, but we tackled that with
the eggs. Who is that one?
At Lil Rob _.
Fuck you, Rob.
We're never getting another submission again after this.
They're gonna like these. They're gonna like this. He knew. All right, it's Manscaped season, and let me tell you something. I've only gotten compliments from my other guy friends about my bush recently.
Or lack thereof.
And they've been saying the same thing about Morgan's and Garrett's. They've just been coming up to me. People on the street recently have just said, hey, love your guys' bush. It's all right podcast.
Sick bush, bro.
Sick bush. Less sick podcast, but sick bush.
Shitty pod.
And the reason for that is because of Manscaped. Manscaped, they got this lawnmower 4.0. This thing rips. This thing just goes right across all of the delicate areas. Like just, it feels kind of like Morgan's mom just fondling machete.
Like if you're in the Amazon, you need a machete. If you're a man, you need Manscaped.
Yeah, it's like, it is the 3-ply toilet paper of the trimming
grooming
industry.
World.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can use it for, I think Garrett was saying, use your pubes one for your face and then your face one for your...
Yeah, I alternate.
Yeah.
I kind of got them mixed up like day one.
He had them labeled at the start, but he mixes them up now. And you can do the same thing. Honestly, you only need one. That's what I use. I use a butthole, the whole thing.
Ass face groom.
Ass face groom. So make sure you go to Manscaped and use the code NOFOMO for 20% off and free shipping.
And what does free shipping mean?
I mean, free shipping is free as it gets. Free $99.
You ever ship something and it costs you money? This isn't that. This is not.
I mean, I just bought a whole bunch of stuff from Adam and Eve and that has not free shipping.
You didn't spend over $250.
Yeah, they have a crazy high cap on their
stuff. Well, it's pretty easy to
spend. It's way too high. And you'd think if me being a Manscaped member, they'd keep it lower. But like I said, that's 20% off and free shipping with code NOFOMO at Manscaped. Rip it.
And dip it.
And dip it. And clip it.
Okay, is it worse to be Logan Paul or Adam the Plug?
Who's Adam the Plug?
Oh, Adam the Plug is a guy who just got his girlfriend.
Oh, is his name Adam the Plug and his girlfriend's name is
Lena the Plug?
Yeah.
Okay, it's worse to be him.
No, his name's Adam 22.
Oh no, because I forgot about all the stuff.
His name's
with
not
Logan
Adam
Paul's girl.
His name's not Adam the Plug.
His name's Adam the 22. Plug.
It's Adam 22.
Yeah. Oh well, his podcast is called.
No, her name's just Lena the Plug.
Yeah.
But he's a cuck.
Adam the Plug.
His name's Adam the Plug now because he's a cuck bitch.
Okay, regardless.
Logan Paul stuff recently is rough.
Oh, is this based on the recent thing?
Yeah,
it has to be.
Okay. That's
fine. I like the recency.
Do you know about the recent stuff with Logan Paul?
Yeah, we talked about it.
That's what the question is about.
Okay,
How I know you wrote this one.
Why?
Because that's way too recent for this to have been submitted last week.
These have been submitted.
No. That happened
last week.
I posted
on Tuesday.
No, but these were supposed to be the questions from the week before.
I just ranked them as good they were.
Okay, well, you did it wrong.
All right. Well, I was fucking with you.
I would say it's actually a way tighter race than I started at the beginning. It's a way tighter race.
What's up?
Wait, what?
It's a way tighter race than I thought now that I'm thinking of it correctly.
Oh, yeah. No, honestly.
I've got
a take.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, your girlfriend is a porn star.
Yes.
Not you allowed her to get railed on camera.
Yes.
It backfired quite a bit in the public eye. but I think there was a scenario he could have figured out that this could have happened. Logan Paul.
He definitely knew it was going
to happen. I also think that they played into it for
publicity. I think they played into it.
They definitely knew how it was going
to
go.
The Logan Paul thing is just like, my chick's been ran through by
75 dicks?
But like, not just dicks. Just like some of the biggest.
That's 36 feet of dick.
Is that?
Around that.
Like, could you imagine if you found out one of those celebrities fucked your girl? Imagine the whole roster is just fucking
riff raff.
That one is fucked.
That's rough. Yeah, and she wasn't even getting paid.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the other one.
Well, she was getting paid, just differently.
No, but
also they weren't dating though. They weren't dating.
But like,
still smash riff raff smash your tape.
Well, here's the real thing with Logan Paul or whichever Paul it is.
Yeah.
That sucks the most is he didn't know about this and thought that she was just like this. Like he had this idea.
Yeah. Well, I think.
And then you find out that she's actually just trying to fuck every popular person in the world.
No, I don't think that's the case. She's been in this elite circle for a decade.
But Riffy Raffy?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked.
Dude, fucking Spider-Man.
Who?
Which one?
Toby. Toby's in there? I saw Toby Maguire and what's the.
You're lying.
Harry Potter.
No, see,
no, Harry Potter's on
Harry
his bitch.
Harry Potter's on that bitch.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I think it's gotten a little blown out of proportion because there's huge celebrities she's dated and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think every guy she has a picture with, we can just assume that they hit it.
I can.
I don't know. But
regardless,
I would still be just holy fuck.
This is tough.
Well, it's tough for him because he literally thought, this is why we have the rule.
I like to think he knew.
This is why we have the rule that you have to meet your friend's girl a few times before you're dating, because he didn't know this stuff. And then you introduce him.
Why do you think that he didn't know that?
Because there's a podcast of him and her and some other guy. And they're newly dating at the time. And he's asking her questions, or both of them questions. And he was he says something oh yeah, this is why I was scared of this. Cause I don't really know her that well or something.
You think she was keeping that under wraps, bro?
No, bro. There's pictures of... She's dated, some of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Who?
She dated Leonardo DiCaprio. That was very public. He dated her for, multiple years.
That's a pro.
No, I think that one's awesome.
That one counts as a pro. Yeah.
Until she turned 25?
Yeah, I'm sure. I guarantee it. Yeah. That was a long time ago. So she was definitely younger. But, there's a lot of people that is widely known she dated. So, obviously, she had sex with them. I don't think it was, a nuke that she's hooked up with a bunch of celebrities, but
I think she admitted to 50 of them.
The number's large.
She admitted
the number's
50 counts.
Yeah, 50 counts. The number is being dogged.
The number's definitely big.
Look, also with her, she's relatively attractive.
She's a supermodel. She's a supermodel.
I would say she's got a high body count. I'd say she's got a high body count.
Yes.
She's up there in the number scale.
Yeah. Would you rather it be a roster of fucking celebrities or just no-name people?
I think I'd rather...
No. Here's the real question. Would you rather it be a roster of celebrities or publicly fucked by another dude?
That's true.
Oh, fuck.
There's a video of her enjoying sex more with another guy.
My only thing is there's no...
And you're married to her.
And you're married to her.
There's no actual proof that she had sex with 80% of these people.
I'd prove it.
There's just the guy just literally posted a picture. She's with all these celebrities.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Do we know
happened.
Why this guy went out of his way to do this?
Dylan Danis?
He's a fucking killer.
Is he just
Dylan Danis? Fighting? They're fighting each other.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Yeah. They're boxing each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so it could just be a bunch of mumbo jumbo hype.
No, I like it. I think it's
honestly,
true.
I'm sure she's gotten ran
best
through.
Best pre-fight shit talking ever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that wins it. Yeah. I'm gonna murder your family. I'm gonna fuck you up. Any of that?
Like your girl fucks 75.
I'm just gonna post pictures of your girl with fucking celebrities and say that.
I'm pretty sure he's fucked her too, though.
Has he?
Almost positive.
Yeah, everyone's fucked her, dude.
No, I'm not even kidding.
I fucked her.
I'm not even kidding.
We should Photoshop pictures of us.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been good.
I'm not even kidding. I'm almost positive it's confirmed that he has fucked her.
Good.
We got to start that trend. Yeah. We just everybody post pictures with her. That's what he should have done.
Yeah. But we'll do it.
Fucking CapCut template.
Yeah.
And you just fucking put your face in. I fucked her too.
Oh, that's actually good.
Yeah that's we'll do that. Good. We'll do those. Those are coming out next week.
I hope he gets his fucking ass whooped though.
Dylan or
been,
Logan?
We've been hoping that for Logan. Months.
Yeah.
Years now.
Yeah, years.
LP's fucking weak, dude.
He's way bigger than Dylan Danis, though, isn't he?
I don't know who Dylan Danis is.
Yeah,
honestly.
I think that
he's an actual fighter.
Yeah, he used to be an MMA fighter. He used to be McGregor's trainer or or
so he's not a boxer.
He's done MMA, he's an MMA, but he does like Bellator, not UFC.
What's Bellator?
It's like weaker UFC.
Oh, okay.
He used to be either he was in. I want to say he was in McGregor's
not
camp,
an Octagon
right?
guy.
Yeah, he's like one of his in that whole gang.
Like one of his trainers.
I don't know if he trained him.
No, I'm almost positive.
He's part of his crew.
Yeah,
I don't think active fighters.
But he is a big.
Yeah, they do.
He is a big fucking shit talker.
Well, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, death to Paul, but
I'd say it's a toss up there. Yeah, if I got
to
pick.
That's a 50-50.
Yeah, to be honest,
I don't love either one.
Yeah. I'd rather be gay than either of those scenarios happen to me. I'll say that.
Well, I think at least in the Logan Paul one, he's just like dating her. It's an easy out.
No, they're engaged. They're engaged.
Recently engaged.
Oh my God, I don't know anything.
They got
about
engaged
this.
Like a month ago, bro.
Yeah.
This is how much I dive into those kind of things.
Yeah. But yeah, they both suck.
I wonder if he'll break it off.
Who is that one from?
That was for me.
It was.
You're
for
not allowed to do this,
dude. Come on,
why openly do you do admit these? It,
dude. It's a good question.
Yeah, this.
I'm a fan.
This episode's fake. Not about you.
You're okay, my bad.
You can ask that question next week.
My bad. My bad.
Fake.
Okay.
You took up like 10 minutes of someone else's time.
All right, my bad. Best highlighter color.
All right.
Followed up with that. All right, Morg.
No, this is real.
No, I'm saying next. I want your questions.
Best highlighter question.
Best highlighter color.
I'm dead ass serious. Next.
Not yellow.
Light
yeah,
blue?
No, fuck this one. Who wrote this one?
Kiana James.
Kiana, get out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You wrote that one down? That's on you more than
that's
her.
That's one you just skipped.
That's what? More that's more on you than
I'm sorry.
You said you ranked these in order of...
Look at he's sweating. He's wiping sweat.
He put that one after his question, so it sounded so good.
No, I really didn't. I'm sorry,
Kiana. We're sorry, but please...
I'm sorry,
please
Kiana.
Have a more enticing
do better.
Question.
Do better. Okay.
We love you, though.
I'll send you dirty underwear.
All right, how many dicks could be lined up and you could still pick out which one is yours?
Like two?
Which
two?
One's mine?
Yeah.
Hard or soft?
If they're all the same if they're all the same color, I don't know how good I'd do at this.
If they're all the same color? Dude, your dick is fucking rat, dude. What do you mean?
I could pick that out of true. A I have an immaculate.
You have a very white dick.
I have an immaculate penis. My dick is the tannest part of my body.
Which just doesn't say a lot.
That's true. I'm dicks? Not super confident. I think like maybe... Five.
Hard or soft? Because there's a vein that I would be able to see one way.
I think five dicks.
Before, five dicks?
Before,
all,
it, gets,
are
before
they,
it gets complicated.
Are they all the same size?
Do I get to
I just pick the smallest one if it's a few.
Do I get to taste them?
Do you get to taste test them?
Yeah. And no, I don't even know what mine tastes like.
I think...
I would almost say unlimited. I think... Do I get to touch them?
Well, the bulge would give yours away.
Do I get to touch them?
The bump on the top
them.
Of yours would give it away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can only touch them with your mouth.
My teeth marks on yours would probably give it away.
Bite marks? At the base?
We can't be drinking during these.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, oh, why? It's good. Too electric?
No, I'm going to drink another one. Are you kidding me? But I'd say a dozen or more.
A baker's does.
A baker's dozen.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
What do you think?
I think like five, it would start to get complicated.
Well, here I'm saying this like I can continue to reference mine. If mine disappeared off my body and then into a lineup of dicks,
that's what you don't just get to look
like
down
it's
and
like
be
like it's like a ball pit of dicks and you have to find yours.
That's what I'm saying. Like you don't just.
It's get gonna to, be tough.
You don't get to like.
Oh, reference. The other question is, do you get balls in there too? Because that makes it.
Oh,
then I just know that it's the one with the small lefty.
Yeah, I do. I
know a lot of people have small left.
I do have
do
an.
Do they?
Ill,
yeah.
You guys have small.
I have
left?
Small.
I have
left.
An
ill.
No, I'm heavy left.
I have an ill descending left.
Ill dissenter? Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah.
Okay, game.
Oh, you have ill dissenter left?
Yeah.
But it's smaller?
I have a high rise left.
It hangs lower.
No, yeah. I have a low or hang left.
Higher.
Higher, yeah.
It hangs higher.
I have low hang middle left.
That's what's wrong with you. That's why we don't like you.
No.
Oh, it's something else.
No, maybe I could maybe do 25 here.
It depends on where I'm checking them out. Like picture by picture, I could maybe do it. But if it's like a ball pit of dicks.
No, if it's a dick lineup.
Eh. 20.
I'm going sub 10.
Okay. Morg, hit me.
Like, I see my dick all the time, but like, I don't know.
Is there smell?
I don't really study it.
It's a picture.
Yeah.
So
it
yeah.
smells
is
like
it
John's
scratching?
Ass. Yeah. I know which one
it's
it
a
is.
Scratch and sniff dick.
Which everyone smells like Garrett's cock. All right.
Okay, that one was good. That was from Fremont Music, our boy.
Fremont.
He's actually, yeah, he actually hits pretty different in the questions.
Yeah, he rips.
If you had to have a kink, which one would you choose?
If you had to have a kink?
That's assuming I don't.
Mm-hmm. So one that I don't already have?
Yeah. A different one.
What does that leave us?
Feet. is like the only one. Yeah,
feet might be one I don't fuck with. I'm down for anything.
Yeah, maybe I just hit the bingo on the board. And
is there anyone that a girl would say to you and you'd be like, I'm not down to try that?
I've said the only one that doesn't work for me.
What?
I think I've said it a few times.
Slap the shit out of you?
The breeding kink.
Oh, the breeding one.
Yeah. Well,
one
actually work. Say, like, get me pregnant?
Yeah. No, well, while I was hooking up with her, she was saying, like, what do you, I can't wait to see its little toes.
Oh, okay. That,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's a no.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's tough.
Yeah. That's okay. Not that one.
Yeah. What are we going to name it?
What?
I don't know.
If I had to have one,
hooking up with chicks would be a cool kink.
Liking vagina would be sick.
Being into girls would be a fun
I've always
kink.
Dreamt of liking
that'd be wild.
That. I've always pretended
if I had to have one, I feel like a super muscular chick or something. That'd be
like the Joe Rogan, like a chick that like could, armpit hair.
Yeah, like
sort of jacked.
Like she's kind of dangerous with it.
Trannies would be kind of sick. I've already checked that box though.
Who hasn't?
It's a comedy.
But it hasn't become a kink. It was a one-off.
Yeah.
Well, so that's you're how kinks committing work. To that one?
Kinks work. You don't get to do kinks all the time.
I mean, it didn't feel.
It's like
different.
A birthday ice cream sort of deal. You don't get it at every meal. You don't get them kind of happy birthday.
If I had to have one. I don't know about
it's
that.
It's a tough one because I'm down.
Like grandmas would be funny. Like that'd be a funny one to have.
That's not really a kink. That's like a preference, you know. Like a kink would be like
that'd be a kink. I think not a lot of people are fucking grandmas.
No, a kink is like something you could like do with any person. Yeah. Not like a it wouldn't
like
be
a
like
a piss kink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I
maybe that.
Yeah, pissing on a girl.
Oh, I was saying pissing on me.
Either way.
Yeah. Pissing in general.
Pissing. Yeah. I'd be down
piss.
For that.
Piss kink? Done. Piss.
I'd take that. Because I was thinking like bondage shit. I was like, I couldn't tie up a girl like super aggressively.
Couldn't you?
No, I'm talking like haven't bondage. You? Like I'm not like handcuffed and.
What are we going to do with this girl we got tied up in your room?
That's not it. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
I threw her a cheese.
You need anything?
I threw her a cheese earlier.
Ties me up, I could be into.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I would be into that.
If I couldn't get
pissed,
out,
I'd more, be more into getting pissed on than get tied up.
You'd be more into getting
I
pissed
am
on
more.
Yeah,
I can, am more
I've
into
never had either. But I would let either.
You ever been pissed on? Grow up,
squirt, but not piss.
That's the same thing.
Okay, well, no, but like I'm talking like stand above you and piss on you.
Oh yeah, that's way better.
Yeah, I mean I'm in. All right. Didn't you have to Who do any that? Work? Didn't you have to do any work? And she's squirting everywhere.
That's McTribble.
McTribble.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Big ups.
Big ups, bruv.
All right. God, these people are so sexual, dude.
Hit it. Why? You don't pick them. Just read them.
Just go them all. I'm trying to like switch up the content here.
Why? You can just read them. We have to get through them all.
Okay. How much is too much for a bag? And how much is too little for a bag?
I think anything over 100 is pretty aggressive.
Anything over 100 is pretty aggressive, but too little is a weird one because free is cool.
Yeah, free is good.
Yeah. But if someone says 5 or 10, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's somewhere between free and $50 for sure.
Is too little?
Yeah. No, above free though, because free is fine.
All right, if it's a full bag and it's less than 40.
Yeah, that's weird.
And
I don't
it's
like
not
that.
Like my absolute boy.
Yeah. But if it's a random bag guy
but they
and he says
say,
$40, I say fuck no.
If dude. Someone said free, I'm fine with it though, no matter who.
100%. Yeah.
Well, because that happens.
100%.
But if they said, Venmo me 20.
Yeah, I got you bag? For 20, I'd be.
I think anything under 50 is suspect as shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, in this market, 50 is suspect. Unless you're getting
I'm honestly not doing 50.
Unless it's like the homie.
I'm not doing 50.
If someone says
if
less,
it doesn't look immaculate at $50.
No, I'm not doing 50.
If someone says anything less than 70 in today's economy, they say less than 70 in today's economy, I'm like, whoa, bro.
Yeah, what's the deal? You're asking them about it. You're why? You're getting details. You're like, oh, do you get this in bulk?
You're either like the direct plug.
Yeah, do you get this directly?
You bumped into the guy who buys the kilos, or...
Or you accidentally
you're gonna die. Or you're gonna die.
I don't know if there is a too much, though.
No, there's a two. There's more than I'm willing to pay.
I wouldn't pay more. It depends on the scenario.
Well, okay. There's times when I'll pay way more.
Or if we're just talking like, hey, I'm going to go pick up a bag. Well, I'm not drunk yet.
Anything over 100. I would
scoff at anything over 100.
Even say desperation hours. Scoff. Even desperation hours, like 5 a.m., you text someone and they're willing to deliver.
$300.
And they say $500. You're like, no.
If we're splitting it up.
Wait, can you show us what your scoff would be like? That's a good scoff. That's a really
120. Go fuck yourself.
I like that.
You take cash or Venmo.
Wait, don't leave.
Go fuck yourself.
Let me think. Let me try.
I just wanted to let you know that you're out of pocket.
Can I try a bump first?
Yeah.
I want to let you know that you're outrageously out of pocket, but
if they could sell it really well, if they're like, dude, trust me.
Yeah, if you tell me some bullshit.
They're like, you're going to feel like you don't have any teeth in your mouth after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the upper mouth numbing, but he goes, this whole, you're
he's
not
like,
going to
dude,
feel,
your bottom jaw.
You're going to think like your lower jaw's missing. Like,
that's
fuck.
A good question. What's the best selling point for a bag?
Free.
I don't think there needs to be one.
Yeah.
He was saying,
best like selling it. Point? Yeah. Did you have a beer already?
No, like you were saying though, like you can't feel you have.
Oh, if you had to like really push
like
it up,
your lower jaw is
like
gone.
If there was a bunch of them trying to sell
like you might want to join the homeless after this.
Yeah. That's not good, but yeah.
Okay.
Who was that one?
Jordan Meeks.
Wait, yeah. I know that name.
Do you?
I don't know. Sounds like a homie though.
Jordan Meeseeks?
Jordan Meeks claps cheeks, dude.
Beaks and weeks. Guys, I've been absolutely bombing myself this one.
You don't have to say that.
I'm just it's for the people at home.
Okay, would you rather have to object at every wedding or take a selfie at every funeral?
Like with an open casket type joint?
Like take a selfie with a dead person?
Yeah.
This is a you one.
No, I swear to God.
Okay.
Objecting at every wedding, you get uninvited after about two, I'd say.
Yeah, you just wouldn't go to a lot of weddings.
You wouldn't get to a lot of funerals, would you? You're taking selfies with Grammy fucking deceased.
They're both so fucked up.
Yeah. Such you could sneak a selfie.
If you're quick with it, you can get away with it.
You can sneak a selfie, you can't sneak an objection.
You can't sneak an objection, yeah.
Now, there might be an argument for the selfie, too, like one last one.
Well, how far do you have to...
Yeah, you could make it... Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You could make it... You could either sneak it, or if someone caught you, you're just like...
Yeah.
Like, how you could almost don't want to forget. You could cry. You could be crying in it.
Yeah. You could gaslight someone out of being offended against.
I could do that either way.
Yeah. Against the funeral selfie, you could be like, what? Dude, it's my fucking grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How far do you have to go?
Oh, if it's your family member and you take a selfie, no one's going to say fuck.
Okay.
Like, if I go to your grandma's funeral and I take a selfie, people are like, yo, what the fuck?
That is different.
How far do you have to go with the objection? Because it could become kind of a bit where it's like, okay. You know, at some point, Garrett's going to stand up and go, I object.
You could play it off funny.
Yeah, but if you have to like actually like try to stop the wedding, that's a little bit.
Wait, hold on a second. How do objections work at weddings?
You just stand up and start yelling.
Do you have to plead your case, though, or do you just say, I object? Like, is anyone like, why?
After? Well, if they really do happen, I feel like you got to go up there and say.
Also,
you would have to explain it, right?
Also, I don't like the last couple weddings I've been to.
You should have objected.
No, isn't there usually a sentence where they say like if anyone objects? Or
I think they might have taken that out.
Yeah, they might have.
Or is that just only in like super religious weddings?
Maybe that's just like a movie thing. Like it doesn't actually.
No, I think
happen.
It's only in like a very like classic like Catholic or Christian wedding.
Yeah, wait, why would that even be in a wedding?
Well, because if it's bad, like this is the perfect time to wait to
maybe
do
hash
it.
Hash this out.
Wait, I fucked her. Like, what are you?
Hash this out before the altar, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the
honestly,
selfies.
If it was my wedding. And you had a good reason to object, like my wife to be
like, I fucked her.
Like, yeah, you fucked her or someone fucked her and you waited until the wedding to do it. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck, dog?
Yeah, that's pretty outlandish.
Yeah, that is pretty tough.
Like you wait till now. You couldn't wait until you couldn't have said it a week earlier when I didn't pay for all this shit.
That's tough. Yeah, that's kind of a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah, it's honestly worse. Like if anyone thinks they have the grounds to object,
do you think they have to explain it after?
Well, it doesn't stop the wedding.
Well, because, do you think, let me pitch you this scenario then. It's your wedding. Someone stands up and says, I object, and then just sits back down.
I'm going to have snipers.
That's badass.
And then just sits back. They're just like, I object. Sits back down, doesn't say anything.
That's badass.
And then they're like, okay, so do you, Garrett Beaupre, take
Yeah, just proceed.
Yeah, you're like, no, hold on a second. Go back to him.
Wait, hold the fuck.
No, I just don't like it.
Pastor, shut the fuck up for a minute. Let this guy.
Hold on, don't speed through this fucker. Let's see what he's got to say for a second.
No, I don't know when that ever was a thing or if it even really was.
I think it might be like, you know, like the old gladiator thing where they do that in the movie, but that's not real.
Yeah. Funeral selfies are kind of badass.
I'm going funeral selfie. The wedding thing is too precious.
The object now, I just want
to
know.
If I ever cared enough to object, I would probably let them know the second they proposed.
I'd shoot them a mad text right
unless
before
you have
wedding.
To do this. Unless you have
unless
to
I
wait.
Have to.
Because not saying that has to be real. It's just saying you got
to
fuck.
Oh, just have to like fuck with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going funeral selfie.
Yeah, funeral selfie's bad.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's at.
Also, the thing is like.
At you?
No.
Like there's going to be weddings we're going to want to go to. There's never a funeral I'm going to want to go to.
No, there's a couple.
No, I feel like there's going to be way more weddings you want to go to than funerals.
Oh, I hope
I've never
so.
Been to a funeral, though.
You've never been to a funeral?
No.
They're sick.
They're hell.
They absolutely rip, dude. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. That one was from Arby's, but is that how you spell it? A-R-B-E-E-S?
No, Arby's is with a Y.
So that's a badass. It's a better Arby's. Yeah, it's a great good name. One.
It's a better one.
That one's got legs.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
All right, John's shit. We're back.
All right. Is John a dad? If not, I'm trying to make him one.
What guy's name is that one from?
That's from LDGK69.
There's no L girl names, is there?
Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lauren.
Lisa.
Lady.
He's not, but Luke. You can make him one?
Lamp. I could be.
Technically.
There's a chance. There's a shot.
Okay, we'll leave it knowledge, no. We'll leave it at one? That. I'm gonna go with no. Also, you have to answer.
Who's that one from?
LDGK.
Was that a? Was that a not an Instagram one?
I don't know if it's Instagram or Discord.
You know, hit me up directly.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. I'll run through. I'll send you my ancestry DNA.
So results. Part one answer is no. Part two is hit my line.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes. Okay. If you could perform any immoral experiment, what would you do?
Immoral experiment?
Yeah.
Release a variant of like the flu into the U.S.
So COVID.
And then,
that was the bit.
Jesus.
That
Christ.
Was the bit. You fuck.
Okay, my bad. Dude. You're an ape.
See.
I would wrangle up all the Jews.
Oh my god.
There he is, folks. Garrett.
What? I was going off the obviously something that's already happened before thing.
Okay, the keeping people up as long as you could would be kind of fun to watch for a little bit.
I'm genuinely out on this question. I'm not sick.
Yeah, I think it's a funny.
There's not even something funny I could think of that is just like, I don't think like that.
I guess I would have to work it backwards to see like what's the outcome of it? Like, what am I trying to solve? Like, it's a cure for cancer, and all I have to do is like punch little kids or something for the experiment. Like, I don't
interesting.
Know,
Okay.
Like, it's tough to think of something.
I got one we can.
Or like crossbreeding humans with animals.
I got one we can all agree on. a genuine test of how far you can kick a baby.
That's a good one.
No, we already did that last week. That's why I did
this
it.
This is the test, you fuck. God, he's bad.
God, you're
what?
An ape.
Turn your mic off.
Do you understand how jokes work?
No, I'm trying to figure it out.
He's like autistic.
Yeah.
Worse than even when he doesn't drink. Jesus Christ, you're cut
dude,
off.
Dude, that's what the whole show is about, dude. I'm trying to figure it out.
That wasn't even a word that you said in the second.
Yeah, guys. That's what I was telling you.
All right, dude. I've done too much reading here.
Okay, yeah. Brown
yeah,
should
that's
read.
What it is.
That's the problem.
All right,
you can't read
or something?
You need a bump?
No, I don't need a bump.
Why not?
Fancy a bump.
Fancy a bump, bye.
Okay.
Hey, bruv. What do you got, imp?
Chimp.
How do you ask a girl to leave after a quickie?
I never have. I never have.
Oh. You want to know how not to do it?
Yeah.
This is the one I did. Okay, so after a quickie, pretended like I was really, really drunk and felt sick. And then ask my friend to drive her home.
That's a good poo. That's a good play.
Wait, what was the first word that you said?
I don't know. I was going to say, I said move and play at the same time. So I said, that's poo. A good poo.
That's a good poo.
That's a good poo. I think a fair play is, just, well, like,
Tell her you have to make more cum.
Quickie's tough because the morning plays.
Plenty of ways to get out of it.
The morning play is easy, but if you're talking about like a right after,
yeah,
morning's like, I have work shit to do or something. Like
I have to study how to.
Like you just get in the shower, just immediately wake up and get in the shower, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, the morning one's easy.
But if you're talking about like they come over, say 10 p.m., little Netflix and chill, then you're like trying to get them out by like 1 a.m.
Yeah, this isn't like a quickie. This is like, how do you get rid of them after you've sealed the deal?
Yeah.
Is more the question.
Well, that's what a quickie is. Just like, you're just trying to pound and get them out.
Well, I guess. I feel like I associate quickie with like someone that I'm like.
Well, you do a quickie
like
with
like. You agree on it. You're like, hey, you down for a quickie?
Oh, no. If you're in like a relationship, like a quickie's like a thing.
But it's like, hey, we're about to, we gotta go to this dinner.
But you're talking about like a quick hookup. Just like a, like they come over.
There's no good way.
Well, it's not about good way. It's what's the best way.
The best way?
Wait, yeah, let me.
I think you.
How do you ask?
Text a friend, fake a phone call about something horrible happening.
No, it's how do you ask her to leave? It's how do you do it?
Oh, how do you do it? Well, you just start working in the combo, like stuff you gotta do.
Say you have an early morning.
It's right here. It's like, oh, fucking God damn it.
No, you just start.
You wait for them to ask. You're just like, oh, damn it. And they're like, what? And you're like,
you just start saying, oh, damn it.
I gotta.
Or what about while you're still fucking? So you know you have to leave after.
Right.
You think with the rest of the sex would go?
Right as you're like, oh, you gotta leave.
You gotta go. You gotta get the fuck out. Here?
That might be the best way.
Dude,
Or you just start doing, or just leave. That's,
dude, I think
you just leave.
I think you literally come and you roll over and you go, holy fuck, what have I done? I have a wife and kids. Like, what am I doing?
Ooh. You could fake a
just
whole relationship.
Just freak out. Just have like a full blown panic attack. Like, you gotta go.
You could fake call another girl.
You pretend like you gotta. You have to. You're like, should I leave? Like,
you could just.
I'm gonna
leave.
Call myself an Uber.
Yeah,
out of your own house.
Yeah,
yeah. You could just leave.
Yeah. No, you're just like, I'm sorry. I got. You're like,
ooh. I don't want to tell this on the record, but I have a good story.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I don't think I should.
Don't.
Or you could just start working. Like, just
I hid when we were in college. I just like hid in another person's bedroom for like multiple hours until like hoping. Oh.
A little fresh.
Had,
so
people, leave. Had people go check to see if they're gone yet.
Is Garen here? No. Oh. Who's
okay,
that one?
There
from?
You go. That one's from Stoned Effie.
That sounds right.
What else should have a supersize option?
A supersize? Besides a, like a drive-thru?
Woo! Bags.
Yes.
That's easy.
Yes, that's good.
Well, if it's to scale, right?
Okay,
because remember you could used to be like, oh, you want to supersize it for $2? Yeah.
Yeah.
Would I like to supersize my bag for $2? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only, we're going to round up like 50 cents more. You get a large.
Yeah. It's got to be to scale. If it's like, oh, would you want to supersize the bag? It's double.
Yeah. Double.
Yeah. So it has to be like,
well, how big is
the
supersize?
Yeah.
If it comes in a McDonald's cup. Yeah. Absolutely.
What's the deal is what we're asking.
Supersize things that should be supersized. Girls' butts constantly. No matter what.
No matter how big.
Yep. Double it.
Don't even
supersize
ask me?
It.
What does anyone remember the OG supersize? Like what was the difference?
McDonald's?
That's just like extra large.
It was large fries, large drink.
But like it's just one burger and you get a
So is your meal.
Supersize the fries and the drink.
Yeah.
How big was a supersize cup? Because I swear the large these days.
I think it was like
4 ounces.
Yep.
You're different.
That's like what you buy a jug of lemonade in.
Oh no, it was disgusting.
No, I'm not even.
It's
kidding.
Almost a gallon.
Why did I get rid of that?
A Simply Lemonade.
People were abusing it because it's too good.
A Simply like a.
It was too
it
big
was
of
too
a steal.
Good.
A Simply Lemonade is 64 ounces, like a jug that.
It's
you
a
buy
half
from
gallon,
the
right?
Store.
64 ounces.
Quart. I think it's a full quart.
3 pints.
2 pints in a quart. Yeah.
No.
Four
no,
pints
no.
in a quart.
It's at least a half gallon.
Yeah. It's about a half gallon.
A half gal.
Dude, that shit was so good that people were just getting fatter and shit.
Did that fix anything?
No, because you just get two.
Well, no. Also, they just made the large the same size. I swear to God.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is 64. Is exactly a half gallon.
Yeah. You Googled that? That's
is it?
128 ounces is a gallon.
Let's go. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
What else should have the supersize option?
A half gallon of fucking Pepsi? Are you fucking
dude,
kidding me?
That's a lot of fucking
if you
Pepsi,
order that,
dude.
If you order that, honestly, you deserve to die.
Dude, yeah. How could you do anything
we
after
took
that?
We took away natural selection.
Dude, when we got Jack in the Box, I couldn't sleep for like 8 hours after drinking that fucking lemonade.
And we got lemonade. We didn't
and
get
we
a
got
soda.
A large. We didn't even get an extra large.
Yeah. What could you actually do after 64 ounces of Pepsi?
Just piss.
Be more.
Yeah. Okay. You have to piss 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most socially unacceptable hobby you could think of?
Biking.
Biking is up there.
Sewing.
Off topic slightly. There's one that I want to get into. It's grubbing is what it's called.
Grubbing?
Yeah. So you get these 2 sticks. There's one stick that's got like ribs on it, and the other one you rub on that and it makes this noise and worms come to it for some reason.
Really?
I saw it on TikTok and I want to try it. Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. The video of it is unreal. This guy's just like rubbing the stick and there's like 20 worms just come up.
No way. Wait, you rub a pole and worms come to
it? So you have a wood stick. One of them's got like ribs on it and the other one you rub on that. And then these worms just come out of nowhere.
That sounds kind of incredible, honestly.
And it's called what?
Grubbing.
Grubbing.
Yeah, I'm in on grubbing.
That's kind of fucked
so
up.
That is not on my list of things that will be bad.
No, that's awesome. I'm looking at
it. It looks sick.
For some reason, I are you looking it up?
Worm grubbing? Did it come up?
No.
Do I have the right name? Type in worm with it. Worm calling. Worm wrangling. Worm swooning.
Worm grunting.
Grunting? Oh, maybe it's grunting.
Yep. Hmm.
Watch how many worms come up. And they come to the stick.
No, this is a real thing. According to a modern farmer, worm grunting works because of vibrations created by the metal and wood sound to worms like the sounds of a hungry mole. So they have to like get out of the ground.
Oh, so they're running away from the mole.
Yeah.
Okay. That
sounds lit. That's
yeah.
Pretty good.
Could you imagine going outside and just being like, watch this, and just fucking a bunch of worms get called out?
I would literally bow down.
That would be witchcraft, dude. Yeah.
I could see you doing that.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's up your alley.
Yeah, that would be right up my alley. That's why I'm trying to get into it. Healing, worm grubbing.
Healing.
Healing.
I really do have something against running as well. Like just as something you do every day.
I don't hate that. It's fine if you do this exercise. It's weird if you enjoy it. Like, if you start telling me, like, oh, I just get, like, a runner's high.
Oh, people who are runners? Like, no, you don't get a high. You're probably, like, lack of oxygen.
Probably high as fuck. That's what you're doing.
Lack of oxygen.
Yeah, your brain is fucking pissed.
Because, if you're doing it on the street, it's kind of better because, like, you're trying to not get hit by cars and shit, but...
What?
Like, down here, it's kind of fun because there's homeless dodging.
Oh, no, it's an event down here.
Yeah, there's, like, something to do, but like, just running straight...
That doesn't touch biking.
Yeah, like the other day, I was driving outside and there's a homeless lady just walking with a knife out front like this.
How else are you?
Is that our girl?
Huh? I think she was a different one.
Different girl with a knife?
Thick as shit, though.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you clap?
So that's probably why she knows what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
she's trying to fight off all the dicks.
Yeah.
She can't be walking around with all that ass on a fucking Wednesday afternoon.
But running in and of itself, it's pretty boring.
Biking's way gayer.
It's more the day you do it for me on the running. Like Saturday, Sunday, eat shit.
Saturday morning runner.
Yeah, like when you're driving home or in an Uber and you see someone jogging, you're like, eat a whole fucking day.
But if you saw someone biking, you wouldn't want to hit them.
No,
with your
biking's
car?
Up there too. Well, I've said this 100 times. If you ever see me biking, hit me with your car.
Yeah. But I just think of the outfits and the helmet, like,
yeah, the tight fit.
Like runner, you could be running in anything.
But it does bug me when you see someone running and they can't run correctly.
Oh, being bad at running
like
really pisses me off.
Poor form running.
Poor form. Didn't we say that's part of the checklist for girlfriends?
I think we might have added that.
Ooh,
on
running
there.
Form?
Yeah, running form.
Running form's up
or that's
there.
An ick if you have that's poor an running ick, form.
Yeah, poor running
ooh,
form.
I can see Micey running a little off kilter.
Oh, no, she's got wrist down for sure. She's hands down.
No, she's athletic as fuck, hopefully.
Oh, hopefully can't prove it.
He's just still banking on an intuition.
Starting any... combat sport after like 25 or after 30, I feel like.
No, way sooner than
like
that.
If you start wrestling at 30, I that's just
That's a rough one.
I don't hate if people get into like jiu-jitsu or something cool later in life to exercise.
Jiu-jitsu is one that's kind of like almost like self-defense-y.
It's tapping you out.
I could be fine with that.
Yeah,
but like,
well, I don't think anyone
maybe
does
karate,
wrestling after high school.
Karate's bad. Karate doesn't work, first of all.
It's not real.
No. I don't even know how they how did they fucking get onto that? Because it doesn't work.
Ancient martial art, I think.
But it's still a thing.
I bet you someone who is a black belt in karate could beat the fuck out of you.
I bet the fuck not. I'll kick their chest in. Swear to God.
All right, good stuff.
No, okay. But should we mention like not getting to some of them?
Do you want to? You can
speak.
You
just did.
Huh? Well, yes. I mean, some of them just got a little repetitive, so we didn't want to do cock and balls the whole time, but...
Yeah, we do appreciate... Yeah. I just think our fan base is very like-minded, so a lot of the questions
They know
were,
what we like.
Yeah.
You nailed them, but, like, we just couldn't answer the same question 10 times.
Yeah.
Not that you would know that the question was even asked, so it's not your fault.
Yeah, and we'll decide the... How do we want to decide the winner?
We'll go back and when
we're editing, we'll rewatch all of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right, gang folks. Shit. See you guys next week. Peace.